anybody around today? November 4, India, Quebec, mobile.
K4 OIM, good morning.
I'm not sure I got your call, but anyway, this is Bill. I've got a big chore this morning. I'm going over to the dump. Back of my expedition is full.
Here is a K4 OIM, kilowatt 4 Oscar India Mike. The name is Wally. I'm up here at Lake Bowen. My day started off wrong. Woke up this morning in the dark, grabbed my flashlight, went to the breaker box, no breakers for a trip. And I've got a 30-foot camper down here below the house that I got my shack in. I come door, checked the breaker box, everything was good. What in the world's going on? But I called the net on Tuesday night here. Here about 2 months ago, the squirrel got the transformer out there and blew it. Power went off right in the middle of me calling the net. So the next week, I switched everything over to solar down here as far as my radio equipment. But I didn't have any way of making coffee. I was sitting here, man, I ain't gonna be worth doing without any coffee. And I had to go up there and try to figure out what was going on. It never dawned on me that the whole neighborhood was without power. But I said, you know, what's wrong with me? I got a gas electric range in here. All I gotta do is heat my water and put my coffee in the coffee pot. Pour the water through the coffee filter up there. Anyway, I got me a pot of coffee made, and as soon as I sat down, the power come on. Back to you. I didn't let you call down, but call here is K4OIM.
OIM, N4IQ. Okay, give me your name again. I didn't catch the first time over.
Fish and go.
Okay, well, that's easy enough. Walt, okay. Well, I tell you what. You've had a day, and I'm just like you. First thing I do when I go downstairs, and because our bedroom's upstairs, come down, and pat our dogs on the head, you know? And I walk over to the coffee pot, and actually the coffee has already been made, and all I do is have to pour it in my cup. And I usually sit there and have almost always 3 cups of coffee, and then I start moving so I can relate to the coffee thing. And I start moving for more than one reason. But, well, I'm glad your power came on. We've had squirrels in our neighborhood get across, like the few switches that are up on the poles. You look at the bottom of the pole, there's a fried squirrel ready to put in a, like roadkill. The darn switch is blown. I'm familiar with that. I've seen that happen at paper mills where it shut down a good part of a paper mill. A squirrel, and I've seen a picture of the squirrel. And that was like 115 kV. You don't want to be a squirrel get across 115 kV, I tell you that. Oh, man. Well, I'm just about here to the dump. And it's going to take me a few minutes to get all the stuff out of here. So I'm going to go ahead and say 73's Walt. I'll probably be back in about 10, 15 minutes here. Okay. I think it was K4OIM. This is N4AQ.
K4OIM. Yeah, I made that trip to the dump yesterday. I live with my granddaughter up here on Lake Bowen, and I have to go pick my grandson up at school at 2:30, and I get him in the truck, and we go to the dump on Monday. I'll say 7:30 for now, but I'll be sitting here drinking coffee for a while. When you come back, we'll chat a while.
What's your coffee? I like mine with cream only. Half and half, actually. All right, 73, N4IQ.
And 0TR. And goodbye, Walt.
K4, N0TR, K4OI. After this long, I have to stop and think and make sure I put a zero in there, Tom, instead of a four.
Bill, you still there? Go ahead. Thank you, Walt. I don't mind a four. I'm proud to be down here in South Carolina 11 years. Run down the hall or something there. Yeah, I just come in getting a little plumbing done out here today, Walt.
Had just arrived at the dump. He's unloading right now. He said he'd be back quick as he got unloaded. Yeah, I got a carpenter project going on down here in the shack. I tore another wall out in my kitchen where I can put me a workbench in there. I done got the workbench framed up, but everything come to a halt after I had that surgery on my eye, but they relieved me last Friday and said now I can go back to regular duty, picking up what I wanted to. And I've got this old Holocrafter SX-101 set here, Tom. This thing weighs right at 100 pounds. I hate picking that thing up when I'm in good health. But I gotta get that thing off of a filing cabinet and then move the filing cabinet and get it down and tear the old furnace out. It had an old gas furnace in it that was disconnected for some reason. I was about to try to fire that thing up. They had all the wiring loose. And I'm just gonna go ahead and take it out because I heat with electric down here now. But I've got to get that workbench in there and get my operating desk cleaned off. I've got this 2-meter and my FT950 sitting here, and an OS 40B Holocrafter. I'm waiting on a cap kit for sitting on it. My desktop computer, a Yaesu FT221R. 2-meter base station and a Yaesu SB301 and a Lafayette HA600 transceiver sitting here. I'm waiting on a recap kit for. So I gotta get busy here in a little bit, Tom. Later I have some coffee.
All right, well, you're a busier man than I am. Bernice, there's a guy running that way. I don't know why. Oh, I see one of those plumbers going the other way. The only one I know could lift that for you would be that moose of a Chad. And that's one of the reasons I got rid of the old Drake L4B. I just couldn't. It was impossible for me to lift it anymore. It weighed 46 pounds on the power supply, I think it was, and about the same on the transceiver, or the main control on the amp. And what, Bernice?
I just
couldn't handle it, Walt. Too much. Anyways, I got to run outside, Walt, and see what's going on here with these plumbers. But it sounds like you got a full plate. I'll be back in a few minutes. Send 0TR.
RK4OIM. All right, Tom. I'll be in here for a bit. I gotta have some coffee here before I can do anything. 7-3, Tom.
ER, back.
RK4OIM. Tom, them, you got to remember them plumbers, they work by the hour, so they don't get in no hurry.
Yeah, first time I ever had one here. But that was a FedEx guy, and he had some flowers for Bernice that she's wanting to plant. And they only deliver them from, where'd it come from, Belgium or something, Mom? It's from Brex, is all I know. And so I just got me a cup of coffee, and I'm sitting here at the computer. But I seen somebody go flashing across the front yard, and I was, who the heck's that? Plumbers don't go that fast. And that's who it was. Usually, they can't read the sign on the front porch so well. It says all deliveries from UPS and USPS and FedEx, please, leaving the carport. I think they all flunked hooked on phonics.
Problems getting packages from Amazon Prime for somebody else. I mean, this not even this street name we live on, let alone the street number. And I was taking them back down to Boiling Springs to the, UPS store down there that you send everything back to Prime for. I finally said the heck with it. That's about 8 miles away from the lake up here. I finally called Amazon Prime. I said, I ain't taking nothing back. Y'all can send the driver out here to get all these boxes. I mean, I was getting 3 or 4 packages a day from Amazon. And apparently they got it. Evidently, they educated the driver. And I hadn't got any more of them now in about 2 or 3 weeks. But I do have two of the stimulus checks here for the same address that the government sent. And I told my daughter the other day we need to send them back to the government. Y'all, they ain't no telling how much money them things are for.
The checks weren't made out to you or anything? Or the envelopes weren't made out to you? Is that what you're saying, Walt?
Made out to a Heather Lamar. And it's not even this address or the street, but they were in the our mailbox. And I heard last night that Biden's going to give us a 4th and a 5th stimulus check. Anybody over 65 is going to get one for between $800 and $1,000. It's going to be a debit card that is only to be spent on medical, like prescriptions and eyeglasses, hearing aids, and medication. And then the 5th one, they haven't even started deciding on how much it's going to be for. I don't see how they can keep giving this money away, Tom.
Stand by just a second, Walt. Yeah, and I shut the hot water tank off.
Okay, y'all still should have cold water now.
Okay, thank you. Walt, yeah, I'd definitely get those back as soon as possible. You could stick them in the mailbox and put the flag up or take them down to the post office and tell them what happened and send it back because somebody's probably looking for that. Yeah, I never heard of such a thing, more stimulus checks. That's just crazy. They just print more money. And don't get me started on this Marxist government we got. It's crazy. But, Walt, I'm sure glad this year that you're getting packages from Amazon that you didn't order. Now, you're going to ask me why I'm glad you're getting them?
I'm getting them, but I wish one of them would be one of them new Kenwood radios. but there ain't been no nothing in the way. Them boxes heavy enough to be radio equipment, Tom. In 0TRK40AM.
It's N0TR. Yeah, me too. An 890S is what I'd like. I'm happy with my 590. But it's an SG, and I love my 590S. But I don't have it anymore. Bill's got it down at Hartwell. But he's really pleased with it now that he's learned to quit messing with the buttons on it. You live and you learn, Walt. Too many buttons on those things nowadays. But the reason I'm glad you're getting them, it relieves my mind, because the other day we got one, and it was addressed to me, and it had a cheap Chinese apron like you'd use in the kitchen. And what else was in that box, Mom? Oh, a toilet bowl cleaner, and it was a cheap Chinese thing that wasn't worth a darn. And trying to get hold of Amazon's like pulling teeth. I mean, you just can't hardly do it. It would just talk to a person. They got all the drop-down menus for sending back an order. They don't have the drop-down menus that says you got an order with your name on it and you want to send it back, or you received it and didn't order it. So anyways, I finally got a hold of somebody on the phone, and they said, well, just keep it. Nobody's charged anything to your account. It's secure. So about a week later, here comes another package, and it's got my name on it and our address, and it's got a pair of infants' baby shoes in it, Walt. And that time, I was going to try to call them back, and I tried and I tried and I tried. And I finally said, to heck with it. The last time she said, just keep it or give it to Goodwill. And so that's what I did with these baby shoes. I'm not going to bother sending them back. And I checked my account, and they were not billed to me. This is Israel T.O.
Hello,
Steve. W-U-2-T. Yeah, Tom, I'm not about to take the check back to the post office, because the last time my daughter took mail back down there addressed to the same lady, we didn't get any mail for about 3 weeks. And they changed our label. We finally got that straightened out. And I haven't gotten my VA check in November will be 3 months, and I've been calling the VA, and they working on it, but not going through that again about taking anything back to the post office, because my Social Security goes in direct deposit, and I don't know why the VA don't send my VA checks in direct deposit. I've requested it at the VA, but they keep sending me paper checks. Was it W-U-2-T? Go ahead, Rusty.
You and Tom both and all. I'll tell you what Walt does. The VA has a strange thing. They don't, they have a separate department that mails out the VA checks, and it's a civilian type. It's a civilian group mostly that does that, and they can be a royal pain in the rump, because I've talked to a couple of people that have had problems with it, and they said one guy to get his corrected, and it took him 5 months, so, and that's not a good piece of information to let you know, but it's unfortunately it's what happens, and there's not a whole lot we can do with it. Good morning to both you and Tom. And I'll just have to turn the radio on, heard you guys talking, and about Tom and his, somebody sending Tom special packages. They're trying to tell you something, Tom. Go ahead.
Good morning, Rusty. Well, I looked on there, and I found a thing they called it brushing, B-R-U-S-H-I-N-G. And people will send out a package to your address or something, and I don't know, they're feeling for some way they can, you know, hijack you in some way, you know. But I don't know anything about it, really. And all I know is nothing was charged to my account, nothing was charged to my bank card. And I got a charge to my bank card a couple of months ago for $58 and something. And so I called the bank card company, and they said, we'll take care of it. And I have no idea who done that. They didn't say who it come from or anything, but never showed up on my bill anyways. That's all I was concerned with. But I haven't received any more since then, Walt. Knock on wood. Go ahead, Walt. This is 0TR.
3K4, WU2T. I might have messed it up again, Rusty. The doggonest thing I've went through here lately is I have Whale Care supplement Medicare insurance. And I got a receipt from Whale Care where somebody had had a prescription, several prescriptions refilled at McCliskey and Todd drugstore in Greer. Now, I'm almost 74 years old, and I haven't used that drugstore since I was in my in my 20s, right after I come back from, got out of the Navy. I lived in Greer. And I call and call and call Whale Care if they would pass me from one person to another to complain or let them know that there's fraud going on my account. And they finally, they passed me to another person. She said, well, I'm not the one you need to be talking to. Let me send you to somebody else. Just hold on. I said, no, wait a minute. This ain't costing me nothing out of my pocket. And I'd been on the phone a good 2 hours getting passed around and hung up on. I said, this ain't costing me a penny out of my pocket. Y'all just go ahead and keep paying the bill. Goodbye.
I can feel your pain there, Walt. I'll tell you what, that's like me dealing with, I keep getting these people that keep calling my house, and they're wanting to talk to my wife, and I've explained to them, oh, I don't know how many times over the last year, that she passed away 9 years ago. So there's no way they can talk to her unless they're psychics. And, you know, I don't know, I don't want what they're selling, and they're putting me on their do not call list, and if they call again, I'll get their phone number, and I'll turn them into the Better Business Bureau. You know what? It hasn't done any good, and I did both, so, oh, well, some days you can win some days you can lose some, and the rest of the time it all just gets rained on. WU2T, go ahead, Tom.
Yes, it's Gerald T.R. Oh, shoot. Yeah, Walt, they encourage you to do the direct deposit on everything anymore, including your VA, so... That's hard to understand. But so is the government nowadays, Walt. So if they do anything intelligent, it would be out of character.
You understand is every time I go to a doctor, especially since I had this left eye done, and by the way, Tom, this left eye is doing great. I've got to go, I believe it's the 14th of November, and get my right eye done. But it seems like every time I go to any doctor for about 2 or 3 weeks, I keep getting phone calls from these insurance companies trying to get me to switch my supplemental Medicare insurance. And I fill out them forms at the doctor's office. I don't want my medical information or anything about me released to nobody except my daughter. But I know they are selling our personal, I consider it personal information, to these insurance companies that keep calling. Go ahead, K4OIM. Go ahead, pick it up, Russ.
Yeah, well, I keep getting those things too, want me to change my coverage and everything. And see, I have a company who handles my Medicare. I don't go straight through Medicare. I've got a package with Humana who are taking care. So everything of mine goes through Humana, but it takes all of it. Yes, they take care of my primary, and then all my secondary stuff goes to TRICARE for Life. So, you know, and people keep trying to get me to buy these supplements. Why should I have a supplement when I've got TRICARE for Life as my backup? That does not, you know, I don't need to buy and pay extra to get the coverage that I've already got. And people say, well, you need to get this better. I said, no, I got good coverage. I mean, I was in the hospital down in Jacksonville, Florida, a year ago now, when I had my gallbladder out. And my final part of the bill is going to be about $40. And it was over $14,000. So, you know, it's the way it goes sometimes. So, anyway, good to hear both of y'all this morning. Glad your eye's doing good, Walt, and having that surgery or whatever you had done. So, get it all working good there for you. Go ahead, Tom.
GR. Yeah, fine business, Rusty. Well, I bought that insurance from Crystal in that time that you referred me to her, and she's a great lady and great family, and I've kept it ever since, and it's called Forethought, and it's a gap insurance of sorts. The Relations got Mutual of Omaha. You can get any of them. But I've kept that one, and along with Medicare and that, I never have to pay anything. They pay whatever's left over from Medicare. So I'm very satisfied with that. But I do have to pay for it, of course. And they raise it every year because of your age. But it's well worthwhile. One trip to the hospital convinced you of that. But anyways, I got to run, guys, and it's been enjoyable talking to you all this morning, and Walt, good luck with your problems there on the VA, and they should be able to resolve that. I've never had that problem, so I don't know, but it just seems like they should. Anyways, T4OIM to take it. This is N0TR, and I will sign for now and say 73, and have a good day, guys.
Yeah, Rusty, I had Humana for years, and they were taking $48 a month out of my Social Security check to pay my part of Humana. And my agent came out to the house one day, and he said, "Walt, I don't understand why you've got Humana. This guy was an agent for several different companies. He said, I can switch you over to work, and it won't cost you a penny. Said, you're retired on Social Security now, totally dependent on that, and your PA check. Said, let me switch you to WellCare. So I agreed to go with WellCare, and I've got the same coverage as I had with Humana, and I don't have to pay a thing. I've been having to pay $5 for my primary care doctor, and it was $40 for a specialist. And when I broke my neck, I had four or five MRIs done each day when I was in the ICU, and then later, and I was having to pay $40 copay on the MRI, and I got a letter from WellCare saying my copay for my MRI had went from $40 to $400. So now I am looking at switching back to Humana or either check that Blue Cross Blue Shield out. I've got the December to figure out what I'm going to do here, but I'm going to do something. W-U-2-T, Rusty, I'm going to say 73, so I'm going to get over here on my HF and check in the South Taurus here in just a minute. So, I'll say 73, Rusty and Tom. I've enjoyed talking to both of you this morning as I sit here and drink my coffee and eat a strawberry cheese Danish. So 73s to the both of you.
I have a Humana HMO, and what they do is they just get whatever Medicare takes out of my check. I mean, what they take out from Medicare. I don't pay any extra, so never have. So, anyway, we'll talk to you later. You have a good day, and I ought to get in check in South Cars. I'm a member there, too. And also, maybe I'll get over there and get on check into South Cars. Who knows? I'll have to see what I feel like after I get through off the computer. I'm trying to still get things ready for this convention I've got coming up in 3 weeks, two weekends from now. So, anyway, we'll talk to you later. You have a good one. W2T clear.
I'm clear.